Coming. Oh, thank fuck you're here. You're a lifesaver. Your timing is great, too. I just got home. Well, come in already. You don't need an invitation. Get the bowls and chopsticks out. I'll get us drinks. Do you want a beer, Coke, or water? That's all I got. You are seriously the best friend. I don't know anyone who would bring me Chinese and keep me company on such short notice. Let me guess what you got. Salt and pepper chicken, sweet and sour pork, and something Szechuan and spicy as fuck? Plus fried rice and dumplings, of course. I knew it! No, dude, I'm not complaining. I probably know your standard order at every restaurant, sushi stand, and taco truck within a 10-mile radius. Let's serve that food. I'm starving. God, this is so fucking good. There is nothing like eating spicy Chinese food with your best friend after a shitty shift at work. You don't want to hear about my day. It was just kind of from start to finish. You're just going to look at me like a puppy dog until I vent to you, aren't you? Fine, fine. It wasn't anything super bad. It was just one shitty thing after another. I got up late, no time to eat. My boss was angry with me because I was also late to work. Then he turned around and gave me a ton of extra tasks because you're the only one I can rely on to do things right the first time. Can you believe that shit? Then I had to drive all over the fucking planet fixing these faulty switches we installed at the new sites and triple checking the breaker boxes and, oh, I fucking forgot my lunch at home and didn't have time to stop to get anything. You know how angry I get sometimes. I almost snapped at the new guy for asking a perfectly innocent question. After all that driving, I wanted to go home, but I still had to log all the work properly, so I got paid for everything, and by the time that was done, I just wanted to come home and go to sleep. But I'm still so fucking hungry! This is really fucking good. This is exactly what I need. Done. Oh, I couldn't eat another bite. Thank you again for bringing me tasty food. Without you, I would have eaten some crackers and passed out. I know it. I'm too lazy for my own good sometimes. You're going home already? You just got here, dude. You don't have to rush out of here. You're not just my cute delivery guy, you know? You're my best friend. I know I said I wanted to go to sleep, but that was before the food and beer and good company came over. I'm feeling re-energized now. Why would I want you to leave? So, you're gonna hang out a while? Cool. I've missed you lately. The last time we spoke, you were going out with what's-her-face again? How's that going? Oh, I see. You got ghosted. Well, that sucks. For her. You probably dodged a bullet. Forget her. If she was interested, she would have called you back by now. No, you're worth dating, obviously. That's not even a question. Some people like to string other people along. That's just how they work. It's better to forget about her. At some point in the near future, she'll realize that she missed out and you didn't keep trying to call her. Then you can reject her when she comes back begging for attention. The best part will be the look on her face when she realizes that she's not as hot as she thinks she is. Well, it's the best part for me. Please take a picture when you break her heart for posterity and my amusement. It doesn't really matter, though. You won't want her by the time she texts you or whatever. No, I know you. You won't fall for it, even if you get a little confused when you're horny. Oh, don't get all shy. You're cute when you do it, but we talk about stuff like this all the time. You get horny. You end up looking for dates. Some random selfish girl thinks she's good enough for you and tries to manipulate you. You figure it out and you stop going out for a while. It's a cycle. I think it's because you're hot and you like it when girls tell you what to do. That can attract some good women, but it also gets the predators crawling. Yeah. It totally sucks. Anyway, wanna fuck? Does it sound like a joke? Am I laughing? When have I ever said I'd do something with you and not done it? It's a simple question, though. Do you wanna fuck me? Okay, you're right. It makes lots of things more complicated, but to me, it seems pretty natural. I need to get laid, and I feel like you're the best lay I know. You're not moving away when I touch your hand. Do you like that? It's okay to say no at any time. Until you do, I'm just gonna rub your arm and chest a bit, okay? It's also okay to say yes and just make each other feel good without any strings attached, too. No, I'm not saying this would be a meaningless hookup. Nothing I do with you is meaningless. I mean, yeah, sure, I have feelings for you, I guess. I love doing everything with you. No, really, everything. I even like being with you when your car broke down in the middle of nowhere and we had to wait like 3 hours for a tow. That was a great afternoon. I got to spend quality time with my best friend with no interruptions. If I could, I'd wake up with you every day, but that's not happening right now. We have our own apartments and we haven't technically dated or anything. I'm pretty sure your friends would freak out if you just moved in with me, even if it would make you much happier. Look, I know I'm kind of messy and foul-mouthed, but I'd suck your cock every fucking morning and ride the cum out of you every night. I'd cook for you, badly, but I'd do it. I'd sleep next to you and watch your dumb science fiction shows and go to cons with you, and I'd enjoy all of it. I think you'd be happy with me as your girlfriend, but that's not this conversation. This conversation is about whether you want me to suck and fuck you right now. There's no pressure here. You can say no. You can even think about it and come back another time, but I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at you pretending to be unsure while your boner is about to explode on your face. Whatever you want. He wants my mouth and my pussy, obviously. Probably my tits and ass, too. He always did have good taste. You're such a slut for me. And I love you for it. No, it isn't a bad thing. I know I have that effect on you. I love that you get off on looking at me. So, do you mind if I straddle you and grind against your cock a little bit? Good. Felt so hard against me. I think and if we took off any clothes, we both would be done pretty quickly. Shh. Don't worry about coming too fast. Not with me. If you come before me, you'll still want to get me off, right? Good. And I want you to come inside of me as many times as possible. Okay, I need your cock. Get up. Come on to the bedroom. Oh, Shit, I'm sorry about the clothes everywhere. They're clean. I just haven't folded them. Just toss them to the side. Get undressed. I need it. Come on. Strip faster. Sorry. I mean, I should probably be appreciating you more, but damn, once you agreed to fuck me, I kind of lost my cool. Wow, you really are very sexy without your clothes. Cute, too. Turn around. I want to see the rest of you. I'm sorry. I couldn't help spanking you just a little bit. Lay down. You're nervous. You don't have to be. There's no wrong way for us to go tonight. As long as we go willingly. Got it? Good. I'm gonna suck your cock, but only a little. Try not to come, dude. Treat her like one of those YouTube things. Like, try not to come in your bestie's mouth, even though she's giving you the best blowjob of your life challenge. I wouldn't object to having a mouthful of your cum suddenly, or being covered in it. You know me, I like to get messy. This is so good. You didn't shower before you came over. Oh, I'm glad. I've been turned on by your scent for a while now. Now I get to taste you, and it's so special. Okay. I better control myself. I want that first time you come inside my pussy. Just stay where you are. Sit still, okay? You don't have to do anything tonight. Fuck, you feel so good. Don't worry about me doing all the work tonight. I have a lot of frustrations to work out. Besides, you'll see exactly how bossy I can be when you're eating my pussy later. I know you like when I tell you what to do. Not in a mean way, of course. You're quiet, except for the cute noises. Are you worried about what things might be like after? I can only tell you that I'll always love you. I have for so long, and I thought it was just as friends, but now I don't know. I know it's not. Having said that, do you want to worry about the future? Do you want to fill my tits? Oh, good choice. Fuck, that feels so good. You've been wanting to do that for so long, haven't you? God, I know. I blame myself. I should have jumped you months ago, but you can't change the past. You just have to come at me as much as possible to make up for lost time. That's right. When your hands roam, don't hold back. Let it out, those cute little moans and groans. I want to hear them. Your cock is so fucking good, but your sounds are what's gonna push me over the edge. Oh, good boy. Did you just moan again when I said that? You did. That is something I'm going to remember and use all the time. No. make you embarrassed, to make you hard. I want to know all the ways to get you off, all the things you need to hear. I want to be all the things you need. Oh, I know you care about me. I know you love me. I know you see who I am. Oh, I love you. I always will. So come at me, baby. Come at me and you can be mine forever. Yes, 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 don't come yet, don't come yet, don't come yet. No, come now. Holy shit, dude. Oh, you must not be coming enough if you fill me up that good. Oh, my God. God, so much is dripping out. I don't mind changing the sheet. If you fuck me that good every time, you can ruin as many sheets as you want. Go home. What? Dude, I'm not kicking you out after sex like that. Get back in bed with me. Good boy. I'll never get tired of seeing how you react to that. Anyway, if you left, I couldn't suck your cock tomorrow morning, could I? And that would be a shame for both of us. Don't forget, it's blowjobs at breakfast and pussy for dinner, as long as you're with me. Good incentive to keep dating me, I think. And, I mean, I also hope you like hanging out with me still. We've been friends since forever, but I've always been nervous about taking this step. Well, what we have is really special to me, and I want more, but I never want to ruin what we already have. You're my best friend and the person I love most in the world, and I can't lose you. Alright, enough of that. If we talk about our feelings anymore, I might just go crazy. Now let's take a shower and go to bed. I'll be Big Spoon and everything. I love you too. Come on.